last weekend, Broadway legend and UW-Madison alum Andre DeShields performed at the Tony Awards, where he was nominated for Best Performance by an Actor in a Featured Role in a Musical. Here he is as Old Deuteronomy in Cats the Jellicle Ball, a new reimagining of the hit musical by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
My legs may be tottering. I must go slow. And be careful of.
DeShields earned his Bachelor of Arts degree in English Literature at UW-Madison in 1970. After that, he began performing in Chicago, then on to Broadway. DeShields was last nominated for a Tony in 2019 when he won for his role as Hermes in the musical Hadestown. He joined Rob Ferrer to talk about his journey from his young adulthood in Wisconsin to his role in Cats the Jellicle Ball.
Well, you just performed with a cast of Cats, the Jellicle Ball at the Tony Awards over the weekend. That show, it's rooted in the ballroom culture, this subculture centered around a style of dance from the 60s to the 80s in New York, the underground Black and Latino LGBTQ community. What kind of message and feeling and energy were you trying to bring to this national primetime audience as you capture the flavor of that show?
One message, and that is, we are all in this together, or we're not in it at all. Ballroom is populated by citizens who have been traditionally marginalized to the edges of society. But here we are in the first quarter of the 21st century, and things are leaning toward a new paradigm, I believe. And this paradigm is about embracing. This paradigm is about empathy. This paradigm is about everybody. Let your freak flag fly.
Now, as that ballroom culture was emerging, so was the career of Andre DeShields. Were you aware of that ballroom culture? You were coming at it from Madison and then Chicago and then eventually to New York. Was this part of your life then?
I can't say that it was part of my life, but growing up in Baltimore, Maryland, I was aware of it. This is before I went away to go to college and before I lived as a Chicago actor and before I arrived in New York in 1973, when indeed it was a vibrant underground movement for people who wanted to live their distinctly authentic lives, but there still was no above ground outlet for it.
You grew up in Baltimore. You went to school briefly, I think, in Ohio. What made you look at Madison and UW-Madison and say, that's the place for me now?
I had gone to college initially at a Quaker school in Ohio, all the way through my junior year abroad. When I returned from Europe in 1967, politically speaking, things were a hotbed across American campuses, and I wanted to be where the action was. So I applied to other universities, and the University of Wisconsin accepted me on a similar work-study scholarship that I had done at Williamson College. And it turned out, when I arrived there, I personally became part of the movement that gave the first Black Studies department to the top 10 state schools, one of them being the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
It looks like it was a pretty wild time for theater at UW-Madison, a lot of experimental work that you were involved in with people like the late Stuart Gordon, who went on to found theater companies and direct horror movies. What was that spirit of experimentation and innovation? What did that mean for you at that time?
It meant for me a way into the craft that I wanted to practice. Now, there was a vibrant theater community within the student body at the University of Wisconsin. But I never had an opportunity to work on the main stage there. I auditioned for pieces, but never was my name on the list. This had also happened with a few other students who were admittedly left on the political scale. So Stuart Gordon, a young colleague of mine at the school, decided to, and I think I can say this on radio, screw theater, which became the title of our group that went on to experiment with ideas of our own conduction. And then ultimately, Stuart returned to Chicago, his home, and founded the Organic Theater Company. And he invited me to join that once I had graduated.
We are talking with Tony Award-winning Broadway legend and UW-Madison alum Andre DeShields, nominated for a Tony Award for his role as Old Deuteronomy in Cats, the Jellicle Ball. Andre, you're 80 years old, and you are performing at the Tonys up for an award. You have, you told NPR recently, you have, a part of your mission is to advocate for the senior citizen who wants to be active as an artist. What kind of advice do you have for people in their 70s and 80s to not give up that creative life?
Okay, I don't know if you're aware of my Tony acceptance speech from 2019 when I did win the Tony Award for Best Featured Actor in a Musical. But I shared three cardinal rules with the 9 million viewers. The final rule is the top of one mountain is the bottom of the next. So keep climbing. And that was particularly meant for my senior siblings, because we get dealt a hard deal in an active industry like theater the older we become. But we're still kicking, just not so high. So I am happy to stand as a mascot for that senior citizen who continues to climb mountains.
Turning to younger actors, you're obviously in a cast with people of a variety of ages. There's a UW-Madison scholarship named after you now to award grants to undergraduate students to perform, to create art. What do you try to share with that younger generation to follow in some of the things you did, experiment, try new things, and like you said earlier, let that freak flag fly?
Here's the big lesson for my children and grandchildren to learn. And I continue to learn it. Pursue only those blessings which have your name written upon them. Everybody's parents have said to them, not all that glitters is gold. Not every goodbye is gone. Not every shut eye is asleep. The universe is a cornucopia, and its purpose is to spill nothing but blessings to those of us who are the microcosm version of its macrocosm. If we show gratitude for its generosity, we will never go astray. It's only when we are pursuing blessings that are not intended for us that we find things difficult. So I'm reminding the young people who see so much that looks attractive, abundance has your name on it. Pursue that.
And finally, Andre, as we speak, the nation is observing Pride Month, celebrating the LGBTQ community of today and those who paved the way for rights in the past. What significance does this month have for you?
Well, the significance is the current show in which I'm working that just won 3 Tony Awards, Cats, the Jellicle Ball, because now that we've come out of the closet, as it were, we are beginning to live out loud And all people, regardless of sexual orientation, are coming to the show and celebrating, because what we're dropping on the people now is a joy bomb.
That's a great place to leave it. Andre, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
That is Tony Award-winning actor Andre DeShields talking with host Rob Ferret. DeShields is known for his roles as Hermes in Hadestown and most recently Old Deuteronomy in Cats, the Jellicle Ball. In 1970, he earned an English literature degree from UW-Madison. DeShields performed with the cast of Cats at last weekend's Tony Awards, where he was nominated for Best Performance by an Actor in a Featured Role.